Well, because we have no official rights to the Olympics, we have to talk to people who also aren't accredited to talk about the Olympics. And in that vein, Santo, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. A real pleasure.
Hey, are you just rapt about our sailing gold? Is that a sport or a pastime?
I do reckon it's a sport, but I'm a bit over it now. You know, it's like we had our glory, 2 days ago. It's done and dusted. 470 dinghies everywhere, 49er skiffs, kids in Elliot 6 metres, there are lasers, there are laser radials. Yeah, I think Ford re-released the laser as well. There's a revolution going on.
There's spinnakers everywhere.
Finally, my dad can actually walk around and say and feel like he's fashionable again. Last night was a bit of a slow night. Did you see the 5,000 metre guys, Craig Mottram and his mates?
No.
I think they finished, out of 42, 25th, 26th, and 32nd, respectively. I say respectively, not respectably. I think the good news is they're about to do a Swiss vitamin ad. You know, when they go tired, stressed, now you know how we feel.
Look, I think it's just great to have an Olympics where our Olympians are getting out there and not choosing to sleep randomly.
But the thing that I've learnt is that is how to improve, how to actually make them better. Like last night, did you watch the pole vault? Did you watch Hooker in the pole? Now, I thought if you could combine a bit of equestrian and gymnastics, so jump onto a horse, actually joust first, the winner keeps going, does a backflip off the horse, keeps going, and then does the jump.
What about if they had to pole vault over croc-infested waters?
I'd like to see that as well.
Hard in England because they are a reptile.
Yeah, but that's
true. They will die there.
What about, Santo, they pole vault over croc-infested waters and end up getting a twit pick with Stephanie Rice? Just as the last
You've solved it. But in badminton, you have to jump the net if you win. I think my favourite, did you guys watch the archery, which was quite hypnotic? I really enjoyed it. But I reckon the archery would be more interesting if you had to dress as your favourite member of the Merry Men.
Yes.
It should be more comical, shouldn't it?
Yes.
And they should actually have green sleeves playing in the background whilst they're doing it. Maybe even an ice cream van. Mr. Whippy comes along, you have to have an ice cream between shots.
I love putting the word artistic in front of any sport and it becomes a different sport.
Yeah.
So, I reckon artistic long jump, where what you do is after you land in the pit, you get handed a small plastic shovel and you have to create a castle out of the sand you've displaced. Just see how pretty you can make it.
Santa, I like the word rhythmic. You know, they got rhythmic gymnastics. Exactly. Rhythmic pistol shooting.
Yeah. It makes everything sound sexual, though. Yeah. Rhythmic. Everybody's doing the rhythm method in their chosen sport.
Then Stephanie Rice could get into some more events.
Rhythmic basketball.
Did anybody notice that I was actually the person who started the
You did.
Apart from the sport, I'm just loving the ads that Channel 9 are having. And I guess, have they only got 4 shows for the rest of the year? Because there only seem to be, Big Brother and Underbelly Badness and
Husbands or something.
Someone wants a wife as well. But the Underbelly Badness is the one I'm looking forward to, but not as much as the sequel to that, the Tony Mockbell story, Underbelly Baldness. Merrick, I reckon that deserves a...
What about this one then, Santa?
You know what's happening now? We're just walking to that finish line after the 200 metres.
This is a massive comic deceleration.
Get us out of here, somebody.